The United States has suspended aid to Serbia and Montenegro because of what the State Department characterizes as inadequate cooperation with the UN War Crimes Tribunal. Secretary of State Colin Powell decided he could not certify that Belgrade was cooperating with the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. U.S. aid depends on that certification. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
State Department spokesman Adam Arely announced the suspension of aid hours before a March 31st deadline for U.S. certification. Arely says the U.S. decision will cost Serbia-Montenegro, the successor state to the former Yugoslavia, some $25 million in U.S. assistance. Arely tied the decision to Belgrade's failure to hand over people indicted by the International Tribunal on charges of war crimes.
We believe that 16 indictees spend a preponderance of their time in Serbia and Montenegro.
Among them, Arely says, is former Bosnian Serb Army Commander General Ratko Mladic. He is accused of genocide in the 1995 massacre of some 8,000 people in the Bosnian Muslim enclave of Srebrenica. Last year, the United States certified that Belgrade was cooperating with the War Crimes Tribunal, but much has changed since the country held parliamentary elections last December. Again, State Department spokesman Adam Arely.
If you look at what's happened this year, Serbia has not acted to arrest or transfer well-known and very prominent indictees to the tribunal's jurisdiction, even though political leaders have called for both the voluntary surrender of the indictees as well as the government to take action.
James Lyon, director of the Serbia Project for the International Crisis Group in Belgrade, says that the new government has made a U-turn, especially on cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal.
Yesterday, they voted on a new law that would pay for the defense of all the Serbians who are indicted in The Hague. It's a case of basically telling the U.S. and the international community that they don't plan on cooperating with the Hague Tribunal, and come what may, they really don't care.
Lyon notes that cooperation with the tribunal actually began to slow down under the previous reform-minded government of the late Premier Zoran Djindjic because of a revolt by the Special Forces Unit of the Secret Police.
After that, all the reforms came to a halt because it was clear if they continued trying to reform, if they continued trying to cooperate with the Hague Tribunal and the international community, that the secret police and the armed forces would probably revolt and overthrow the government.
Lyon says what followed was a series of corruption scandals and a spike in criminal activity. The disenchanted electorate, he says, voted in ultranationalists who had served under Yugoslavia's former president, Slobodan Milosevic, now on trial at The Hague on charges of war crimes.
We're seeing that a whole series of, shall we say, the bad guys, the dark forces from the 1990s, the people who were favoring ethnic cleansing, favoring expansion of a greater Serbia, have now basically come back to power. It's causing a lot of concern in the international community.
Lyon thinks it's unlikely that the governing coalition in Belgrade will change course, although the loss of U.S. aid, he says, may cause a rift within the coalition. If Belgrade did start cooperating more with the International Tribunal, Secretary of State Powell could reverse his decision and aid would be restored. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.